2005, Jack McConnell, the First Minister of Scotland, in Malawi to discuss a new relationship between the two countries. But McConnell's decision to establish bilateral relations with Malawi provoked wry criticism for his alleged neo-colonial ambitions. In fact, Malawi's been on Scottish minds for over a century, as the former presiding officer of the Scottish Parliament, Lord Steele, recalls.
It all started with David Livingstone, of course, because he discovered Lake Nyasa. And if you go to the bottom of what is now called Lake Malawi, the trees are covered and the rocks are covered with wooden plaques, memorials to the young Scottish doctors who went out in his wake to minister to the people of that area.
Under devolution, foreign affairs are reserved to Westminster. But with the G8 assembling in his backyard and the world watching, Jack McConnell felt it was time for Scotland to reach out internationally.
When I became First Minister, I was absolutely determined that not only should Scotland promote itself internationally and try and get investment and jobs here, but we had to give something back as well. And the Malawi connection was an opportunity to be very specific about where our activity was concentrated.
Now, of course, the Scottish Executive has no remit on foreign affairs, so eyebrows were raised when it appeared as if Scotland was developing its own foreign policy.
They sure were. I must say, though, that the one person who was a great supporter at the time was Hilary Benn, who at that time was the Secretary of State for International Development in the UK government, and he said that to tackle world poverty, there was more than enough work to go around.
Is there an element of kind of post-colonial guilt about it, do you think?
I think as Scots, we need to be both proud of our contribution to the rest of the world, but also recognise honestly that there are things that were done in our name.
Because we were as involved in the slave trade.
We were as involved in the slave trade, and there will have been things done by Scottish missionaries that we should be ashamed of, at the same time as being proud of the positive things that we have done.
With Malawi now vying with the rest of sub-Saharan Africa for Scotland's relatively small pot of money, I asked Mike Russell if they weren't spreading it just a little bit thin.
The relationship in other parts of sub-Saharan Africa is different. What we have with Malawi is a very special relationship established by our predecessors based on a long-term Scottish involvement with that country. But take the context of all this. I think the context of all this is normalisation. Our external affairs...
Do you mean like a normal foreign policy?
As a normal country operating within the world. We have...
But with an independent foreign policy?
Well, we have a normal approach to the rest of the world. We do not have devolved responsibility in external affairs. So myself, as holding the external affairs portfolio, cannot operate in exactly a normal way, but I hope we can normalise our relations.
Segment 1. 2005. Jack McConnell, the First Minister of Scotland, in Malawi to discuss a new relationship between the two countries. But McConnell's decision to establish bilateral relations with Malawi provoked wry criticism for his alleged neo-colonial ambitions. In fact, Malawi's been on Scottish minds for over a century, as the former presiding officer of the Scottish Parliament, Lord Steele, recalls.
It all started with David Livingstone, of course, because he discovered Lake Nyasa. And if you go to the bottom of what is now called Lake Malawi, the trees are covered and the rocks are covered with wooden plaques, memorials to the young Scottish doctors who went out in his wake to minister to the people of that area.
Segment 2. Under devolution, foreign affairs are reserved to Westminster. But with the G8 assembling in his backyard and the world watching, Jack McConnell felt it was time for Scotland to reach out internationally.
When I became First Minister, I was absolutely determined that not only should Scotland promote itself internationally and try and get investment and jobs here, but we had to give something back as well. And the Malawi connection was an opportunity to be very specific about where our activity was concentrated.
Now, of course, the Scottish Executive has no remit on foreign affairs, so eyebrows were raised when it appeared as if Scotland was developing its own foreign policy.
They sure were.
Segment 3.
I must say, though, that the one person who was a great supporter at the time was Hilary Benn, who at that time was the Secretary of State for International Development in the UK government, and he said that to tackle world poverty, there was more than enough work to go around.
Is there an element of kind of post-colonial guilt about it, do you think?
I think as Scots, we need to be both proud of our contribution to the rest of the world, but also recognise honestly that there are things that were done in our name.
Because we were as involved in the slave trade.
We were as involved in the slave trade, and there will have been things done by Scottish missionaries that we should be ashamed of, at the same time as being proud of the positive things that we have done.
Segment 4.
With Malawi now vying with the rest of sub-Saharan Africa for Scotland's relatively small pot of money, I asked Mike Russell if they weren't spreading it just a little bit thin.
The relationship in other parts of sub-Saharan Africa is different. What we have with Malawi is a very special relationship established by our predecessors based on a long-term Scottish involvement with that country. But take the context of all this. I think the context of all this is normalisation. Our external affairs.
Do you mean like a normal foreign policy?
As a normal country operating within the world, we have.
But with an independent foreign policy.
Well, we have a normal approach to the rest of the world. We do not have devolved responsibility in external affairs. So myself, as holding the external affairs portfolio, cannot operate in exactly a normal way. But I hope we can normalise our relations.